Thank you. And now, then I have another softball poem. That this is not. This will be in the new book, which will be out in April. This is a villanelle. The next year, I started going to the games again. This time, the teams were different, and the grad students, Barry and Hank Kumbelik, who had been on the team, had left town. And one of the girls' teams in town was in social work of some kind, and she brought some of her charges to the games to watch the game. And these were people who were handicapped in some way. There were about 15 of them, and I guess some of them were suffering from neurological problems, and perhaps some of them may have been retarded. I don't know, but she was in charge of these people, and they sat watching the game, and of course I watched the game, but I watched them too, and then I got to thinking how the way our minds work, sometimes we turn ourselves into handicapped people. And so I was thinking about them and myself and life in general. You know, the things you ought to be thinking about when you write a poem. So this is a villanelle, and it's called The Freaks at Spurgeon Road Field. The dim boy claps because the others clap. The polite word, handicapped, is muttered in the stands. Isn't it wrong the way the mind moves back? One whole day I sit, contrite, dirt, L.A. Union Station 46, sweating through last night. The dim boy claps because the others clap. Score 5-3, pitcher fading badly in the heat. Isn't it wrong to be or not be spastic? Isn't it wrong the way the mind moves back? I'm laughing at a neighbor girl beaten to scream by a savage father, and I'm ashamed to look. The dim boy claps because the others clap. The score is always close, the rally always short. I've left more wreckage than a quake. Isn't it wrong the way the mind moves back? The afflicted never cheer in unison. Isn't it wrong the way the mind moves back to stammering pastures where the picnic should have worked? The dim boy claps because the others clap.